On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from Hubbard Radio here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area. You may be listening somewhere in Connecticut, New York, or Rhode Island on WBLQ AM 1230 radio, somewhere across the United States on cable radio network through your television, on one of the many stations in Australia, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. And I tell you, you know, we get people listening through the archives on ChristineUpchurch.com, and that's, I think we're up to like 68 countries, people accessing the website there. So we know that you're a worldwide audience, but wherever you're listening from today, we are going to be going a slightly different route that I think will be new and different and very beneficial for you on your path. But before I tell you more about that and introduce our wonderful guest, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who's usually Mr. Benny Mathers, but today we have Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
Doing quite lovely. It's a nice sunny day.
Oh, yes. Well, although that is changing, but it is Seattle.
True.
And,
true.
You know, I've worked with you on several occasions, and now it seems to be second nature. So there you are doing your production stuff, which is allowing the world to hear these wonderful conversations. So I'm grateful for what you do.
Well, I'm grateful for what you do.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, I'm very grateful for what my guest is doing, too, because he is venturing through the world of music in new ways that I think will help transform individual lives and perhaps transform the planet as a whole. The person I'm talking about is Barry Goldstein, and he has been a musician for decades, and he's a Grammy Award winning musician, and he had a sort of a shift within the music world, a personal shift that kind of changed the direction he was going, and we'll get into that story soon. But he won a Grammy Award for co-producing 69 Freedom Special with Les Paul for Best Rock Instrumental. Can't read today, God help me. He's composed music for television, film, major record labels, top 10 recording artists, and he has ventured into the healing realm of music. He's looking at how music can heal and transform our lives, and he has composed some gorgeous music that really does help us to shift both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And as an energy healer, I know it helps us to shift on an energetic level as well. And he has a passion for sharing it. And he calls music the universal language of love. And I would like to welcome our guest today, Mr. Barry Goldstein.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Barry.
Thank you so much for having me, both of you.
It's great to have you here, Barry. And I know that you and I met in Arizona. I think it was Celebrate Your Life. My friend Heather McCloskey-Beck, who's also been on the show, she and I were having a drink with a bunch of other people, and you started walking past, and she said, "Oh, Chris, you have to meet this guy." And she grabbed you, and she connected us. And at that moment, you know, I'm very attuned kind of energetically, and trust me, we get lots of people, you know, trying to get on the show and stuff. It's kind of like this man. He's vibrationally really pure, and I think whatever he's going to be bringing forth into the world, I want to help communicate to the world about it. So I'm glad she connected us, and I'm really grateful you're on the show today.
So am I, and I'm very, very thankful that you listened to that hit that you got, and I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, and you have a book out now called The Secret Language of the Heart, How to Use Music, Sound, and Vibration as Tools for Healing and Personal Transformation. Now, Barry, why do you connect music and the heart? What is the connection there?
Well, I think music, like nothing else, really connects us to our heart center for lots of different reasons that I'm sure we'll be getting into. Everything from entrainment, which is the ability for our internal rhythm that is in our heart to connect with the rhythm in music, to, of course, the unbelievable emotions that could be embedded in music that speak to our hearts. And I think what happens is when we move into challenges within our life, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual challenges, we tend to create a disconnection with our heart when we move into places of fear and anxiety.
Right.
And music just restarts that conversation with our heart like nothing else does. You know, in an instant, you know, we can utilize music to move through those challenges that I'm talking about.
Right, right. And we have so many challenges today, from the microcosm of our own individual lives to the macrocosm of society going through a lot of transformation. So whatever tools we can get to help move through that seems so important. You know,
absolutely.
You know, Barry, in your book, you talk about internal music. What is that?
Well, music, and normally we look at music as something that happens to us, right?
Right.
Externally, we experience music when we hear our songs on the radio, or we play our music. But there's also music that's happening in us and not just to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at these as our internal symphony or our orchestra that is going on inside. And when we can form a more acute awareness of the sounds within us, then we form a deeper appreciation of listening to music, but also listening on a much deeper level. And these sounds include our heartbeat, our breath when we breathe in, and when we release that sigh, when we go, you know, it's the way that our body is telling us that everything is going to be okay.
Right.
And when we can connect with those on a daily basis, you know, the important thing for me in sharing this book is it's not just music can be healing and music can be transformative, but that each one of us has something that we're here to share.
Right.
We each have our own unique vibration. Not one of our heartbeats or our breath is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And when we tap into that uniqueness and that vibration, we tap into our purpose, our power, our passion. And all of those things are created with a conversation with our heart through these internal sounds.
Right. Now, Barry, you were a very successful musician who, as you say in your book, suddenly you were no longer an inspired musician. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey from this more mainstream music to music to help transform lives?
Sure. Well, for me, you know, that inspiration means to be in spirit.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I knew at a very early age that music was something that connected me in spirit. From the time I was writing songs, you know, as a 14-year-old on the edge of his bed, you know, to working with Les Paul, who invented the electric guitar.
Oh, how exciting.
There was always a really special connection for me.
Right.
But a lot of times when we, you know, we see our path that we wanted come to fruition, you know, oh, wow, I would love to be a music producer. I would love to be a rock musician.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we lose that spark of what, you know, was created in our minds and our vision of it. And, you know, for me, as I became a more successful music producer, I realized that it was taking me 100 or 150 hours to produce a 4-minute song and, you know, having to do that in a deadline.
Uh-huh.
Right? It just became a job like everything else.
Right.
And knowing that music started in my heart, I started searching for ways to move back to that organic state, knowing that the state that I was in wasn't really working for me. So I ventured into doing some research, typing in music and heart on the internet,
uh-huh,
and finding some really cool information, including that our heart at a relaxed state beats between 60 and 70 beats per minute.
Uh-huh.
And so I started to take these hour-long journeys, setting the tempo of, you know, of the composition to that tempo.
Uh-huh.
And what I realized was that I was moving to a meditative state and moving out of states of anxiety. My sleeping habits got better, and all from really moving into what we now know as called coherence,
right,
which is where our heart acts in smooth, orderly rhythms. And it allows our body to move into what's called the parasympathetic state, where we're moving into rejuvenation and detoxification, and our body does what it needs to do best in the healing mode. So that was kind of like my lifeline out in creating these compositions, which I thought no one's going to listen, right, to these hour-long pieces of music with, like, virtually no melody in them. And, you know, for, it was really for my own healing process.
Right.
And I was encouraged by a couple of people that I listened to put it out there, and it became my Ambiology series. And we started getting these testimonials from people who are using them in so many different ways through the circle of life, from everything from midwives birthing children to them, to allowing people to be in a safe space in times of transitioning and hospice
right.
care.
Right.
And everything in between, you know, for sleeping challenges, for moving out of mind chatter, for reducing pain. And that really piqued my curiosity. And that's when I started to delve more into the research of how music was being used medically.
Right. And it's fascinating information. And I also have to say, before we go to break, I saw the long lines for people buying your CDs at Celebrate Your Life. So I think that there are just a few people listening to it now.
Well, you know, it's always so wonderful to know that your work is being utilized in such a beneficial way.
Yeah,
you know, people are using them every day as tools for their own personal transformation.
Right. We have to go to a quick break, but more with Barry here in a few moments.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health. From facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. That is the music of Barry Goldstein, who is also our guest today. He's the author of The Secret Language of the Heart. Now, Barry, you know, we're talking about your own journey and how you became inspired to sort of look at music differently and share something that was connected to you on a deep level. And you know, as you've discovered, it's been touching many, many people around the world. What is it about your music that seems to be, you know, getting people so interested in purchasing it and listening to it, making it a part of their daily lives?
For me, I think that music is more of a complex system than people realize, especially with this type of music. You know, there's a lot of people who dabble in creating, you know, new age music or meditation music. And I think it's really about a bunch of things, but knowing less is more. A lot of it is about the space between the notes and giving people room to have an experience.
Oh, I like that. Say that once more, because I think from a musical perspective,
it's really important. Between the notes, you know, that really allows people to move to that meditative state. But as well, you know, for me, it has become a recipe of being aligned emotionally with my intentions of the music that I'm wanting to create. So I don't know if everyone goes through the process of, before they go into the studio, before they put their fingers on the keyboards, asking themselves, where do I want to take the listener with this?
Right.
You know, so, for example, like my album, The Heart Codes, was about taking people to that deeper state in their heart where they can experience the vibration of their unique heart code or their own vibration within their heart. So my intention before I would put my hands on the keyboard would be to move into a deep space myself where I could experience my own heart. And that's a great intention, but if I walk in to the studio in a bad mood or cranky, right, that intention is not going to be upheld or have any foundation.
Right.
So I think it's important that we know that intention has to be aligned with emotion.
That makes sense. And you know, just like music is vibration, so is intention, so is thought, so is emotion. And it all must fit, you know, be a part of the final package, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it falls really into not just music, but all of creative endeavors. You know, whether it's you're creating music or you're creating a business plan, you know, for your new business, your intention and your emotion have to be aligned from the beginning,
right?
To know your mission statement and all that you're sharing with the world. So I think with music, it's going to that next step, what I see as what I call designer music, where we're designing specific music that carries these intentions, that carries emotion, that also might have specific frequencies or harmonics. And, you know, as well as I think we begin to negate the composition of music in itself, sometimes over the technology of it.
So say more about that. What do you mean by
that? Well, there's some great delivery methods, you know, to bring people into different brain states, right? And there's specific frequencies that can take us there when embedded in music. But I think that the composition has just as much to do with it as the technology behind it. You know, so on my end, you know, I have over 30 years composing music. And, you know, there's going to be a certain style. There's going to be certain things that I do to accommodate knowing where I would like people to be able to go to having a transformative experience.
To make it a journey as opposed to just about the, like the vibration to get somebody into a state of being.
Exactly. That's really it. You know, I want to always, And this is myself, too. I don't know about yourself. But when I listen to music, I want to go on a journey.
Yes, I do, too. Absolutely.
And if I'm not going on a journey, you know, whether it's in a Sly and the Family Stone piece of music or the Jackson 5 or, you know, listening to Deepa Pramod, you know, I want to go on a journey. So that's always part of my intention. And I think that's why, you know, my music resonates with some people is because I want they know that they're going to have that journey when they are listening to my music and that they're going to have an experience that's their own. You know, it's not based on my expectation or what I think they should have.
And that seems pretty important because I think about so much of the music out there. And I also think about the same thing's true with movies. It's all about taking us on the journey of those who created it. So how do you do it in a way that is less about you and what you're trying to get across and more about leading an individual on his or her own journey?
Yeah, well, I think once I set that foundation and my intention, I feel like my intention and my emotion are aligned. You know, it's always going to be about the composer taking that same exact journey first.
Right.
You know, so if I take that journey in the creation of the music, right, and I'm going to that space where I'm in a meditative, blissful state in the composition, it would make sense that that's going to ripple out because music is a field in its own. You know, it's carrying that vibration, that intention, that emotion, that composition way beyond my lifetime. You know, people will listen to it 50 years from now, might have the same experience that I had when I created it, you know, or others listening to it as well, and their own unique experiences, because it is a field, you know, it's a record. That's why we used to call them records. But it's a record of my musical experience that's recorded.
Yeah. So when you are creating or co-creating your music, how do you balance the doing and the allowing?
Right. Well, isn't that with all intention, right? It's all about, you know, creating that intention and then being able to surrender it. So it's a balance of doing and being. And I think the way that I do that is I set the foundation, you know, I set the criteria, I set my environment, and then I just allow myself to have the journey. And what's amazing about music is that it works with both the right brain and the left brain.
Does it?
So you could be in that technical aspect of it, sure. So that would be like reading of the language of it. Like when you're reading music, you're in that side of your brain.
Sure,
but when you're
yeah.
improvising music, right, and you don't know what's coming up, you're in the other side of your brain.
Right.
So for me, it's become a process of creating the environment, creating the safe space for myself to walk into, aligning my intention and emotion, and then just letting it flow through me and have fun with it, you know? Have fun with it. I always like to be in a state of joy.
Right. So why is it important that people implement music, utilize music within their daily lives?
Well, I think that as we started our conversation, we look at music as something that happens to us. And so we all have had these unbelievable, transformative experiences with music. Most of us can say, oh my God, when I heard that song, it's in chills up my spine. And every time I hear it, since.
Or we've had an experience around, you know, and when a certain song was popular, we hear that and it takes us back, you know, to that day when something big happened, or, you know, we were in love, or we had just broken up with somebody. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I call those musical pinnacles. So those are moments where music defines our life. They're not just like these single experiences. They last our lifetime. And so what would happen if we take these random experiences where we know music is transformative and we begin to implement a program where we're now taking those songs, right? Take an inventory of all the songs that make you feel happy.
Right.
Take an inventory of all those songs that bring you passion. Take an inventory of all those songs that motivate you. And we created a daily program to nourish ourselves with music, just like we nourish ourselves with food.
Right.
And we nourish ourselves, you know, with hobbies. And, you know, we know this. We know, like, meditation is great for us. We know certain foods are going to be great within our diet, but it's only when we create a program and we apply them that we see transformation.
Uh-huh.
And that's the integral part. You can continue to have random musical experiences, but for me, it's about creating states of transformation, because what happens in those states are, when you implement a program like that, that's when the conversation starts again with your heart.
Right.
And you hear a song that moves you, and you're like, all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, you're getting this great idea of like, well, why didn't I move that business forward? Or why haven't I continued my artwork?
Uh-huh.
So it's all about, for me, that reconnection with the heart, where you're going to share your giftedness, your power, your purpose, your passion, because it's needed. All of our gifts are needed on this planet.
They are. They are. And I certainly know that with music, I find myself occasionally feeling like there's something stuck within me, like there's some emotion that's wanting to come up, and or I really feel like I need to shift, and I will reach out to a particular song in order to move it, either to become more inspired or to bring up sadness or whatever it is, and it can be very, very powerful to use that.
Absolutely. And that's a great point, because really for people who are listening and haven't had this experience or exposure to music as a tool, the starting point really is that music's a bridge.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take you from one state to another. So when you begin to plug this into a program, the best question you can ask yourself is, where am I right now? Like, as you said, you were in a place of sadness and uh-huh. you felt like you needed to move that.
Right.
So, and where is your ending state? Where do you want to be on the other side of that bridge?
Uh-huh.
And then what piece of music is going to take you there?
Yeah.
That's a start.
Yeah. Fascinating conversation with Barry Goldstein. And we will continue this in just a few moments.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do, for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm still allowing Barry Goldstein's music to reverberate through my very being. I don't know, just that little bumper coming in, I could feel that from head to probably about my pubic bone, upper thighs. It's like I could feel it going through me. You know, I find it fascinating, Barry, that it, you know, music, we all know that music's emotional, right? I think that that's widely accepted, but it also has an effect on us physically, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Is there scientific evidence that supports that?
Oh, there's a lot of information and getting to be more and more. My book covers over 40 studies that have been utilized in helping symptoms and looking at different diseases, everything from Alzheimer's to strokes. And I think it's really amazing that a lot of these studies that are geared, for instance, towards Alzheimer's,
uh-huh,
are geared towards the power of music and memories. And it's kind of what we started to talk about those songs that just take you to a certain place.
Uh-huh.
I call that like your happy song or your musical pinnacle.
Right.
And that same musical pinnacle that you might have when you're 20 years old could then be your lifeline 60 years later if you move into having Alzheimer's or dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're showing is that where traditional language, like asking a person if they remember, you know, oh, Mom, Dad, do you remember this Christmas?
Uh-huh.
And absolutely having no access to that memory, if they play a song that was played on that Christmas that person connected to, there's showing that they're reconnecting to memories more and more with the musical aspect, because it works with neuroplasticity, which is just getting to that memory in a different way. It's remapping.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. And the neuroplasticity is so important for the functioning of our, you know, for us as individuals. And that's really fascinating that they can create new pathways for somebody with Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. And also, you know, within stroke patients, a lot of stroke patients have what's called aphasia, where they lose the ability to utilize their speech fully.
Uh-huh.
And in this instance of music, through working with intonation therapy, can reteach them language by tapping into familiar songs like Happy Birthday.
Uh-huh.
Or familiar songs to them, they're able to then apply that to language and relearn. So it's, you know, it's really showing us that music, we've always said, oh yes, music is a language.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really in a literal sense that the music is a language. And in autistic children as well, there's research that is indicating that utilizing specific songs can increase emotional intelligence within autistic children. So, for example, you can try to explain what happiness feels like,
uh-huh,
right, or what sadness feels like, and using traditional language where you're trying to explain that will do absolutely nothing. But if you play Happy by Pharrell,
uh-huh,
right, or
right,
Joy
yeah
to the World, right, and say, this is what happy feels like, or Beethoven, a song that's in a minor key that feels very sad, this is what sadness feels like.
Right.
They then can take that experience and increase their emotional understanding within their life, you know,
right,
utilizing
right
music.
That's fascinating. So if it has such an effect on you know, sort of these extreme situations, then what kind of effect can it have on us in our daily lives?
That's a great question. And yeah, absolutely. We hope that we never have any, you know, of those diseases, Alzheimer's, or we ever have a stroke. Most of us on a daily basis experience some anxiety. And, you know, over 50 million people in America alone are challenged with insomnia. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about those two things, just basic anxiety and how people can work with that, what I call musical prescriptions. So with anxiety, the first tool within that, I say, is identifying your happy song.
Uh-huh.
What song brings you to a state where you can't possibly feel depressed? For
right.
me, it's the Jackson 5, The Love You Say.
Uh-huh, right.
Right? I had someone come up to me at a conference and said, you know, I'm really experiencing a great deal of anxiety. I have anxiety attacks all the time. You know, what music would you prescribe for me?
Uh-huh.
And I think she thought I was going to, you know, get into more meditative or relaxing music. And
uh-huh.
I said, well, what song takes you there? What song makes you happy? And I can see a smile crossing her face.
Uh-huh.
And she was already going there. She was already hearing the song in her head. And she said, Green Sleep.
Uh-huh.
And I said, close your eyes for a minute. Listen to us. And she just moved to that space. She could hear the whole song. And what research is showing is that even in thinking about that song, it creates the same benefits in your brain. Your body's still producing
huh.
that pharmacy of, you know, dopamine, which is geared towards your pleasure centers.
Right.
So
and that's fascinating because
great...
you think of it being a particular vibration. So if you're just thinking about the vibration, it still affects your brain.
It does. Yeah, because you're there. You already have formed that in your brain. And you're just rehearing it again. So, you know, if those are for people who have the ability to listen to something at work,
uh-huh.
they can even start by just, you know, picturing that song or hearing that song at a deeper level. And so that's, for me, the simple things to do for a person on their daily basis to create a program or have a song for the morning,
uh-huh.
just like you would eat your breakfast.
Right.
This would be the song that's breaking your fast of the first musical piece. What song do you want to set the tone for your day,
uh-huh.
whatever it may be? In your afternoon, do you need to move into a place where you're relaxing, or do you need to get up and move?
Uh-huh.
So if it's more relaxing music, you know, I have a lot of suggestions in the book, and there's some great meditation music out there. If it's more up and you need to move, you know, move into your song that moves you. Get up, move around, and have fun with it.
Uh-huh.
And in the evening, about a half an hour to an hour before you go to sleep, I recommend listening to a piece of music that is at about 60 beats per minute and start winding down before you go to sleep. Don't expect to get a great night's sleep if you're going from being type A, right, on the
mm-hmm.
internet,
yep.
right, and say, oh, I got to get to sleep at 12 o'clock and expect to play the music for 5 minutes. You know, allow your body to transition and let the music bridge you. And do this for at least 30 days
mm-hmm.
because it takes a long time to move out of sync. Music can resynchronize what's called your circadian rhythms.
Okay.
And move you back into better sleep patterns.
Yeah,
and there's research behind that.
And I think I probably need to do that because I tend to be a real night owl and I have a heck of a time getting up early sometimes because of it.
Right. I get it.
You know, what about some of the music out there that teenagers and young people like to listen to? Like, there's a lot of the, there's like sort of the metallic music. There's music that seems really discordant to me that I know some teenage boys who really, really like. And, you know, there's the repetitive dance music. What kinds of purposes do these types of music serve?
You know, I work as well as adjunct faculty at Mesa Community College. I teach songwriting.
Uh-huh.
And I always have the students bring in things that they're listening to. And this has taught me a lot because some of the more heavy metal music, some of it has some really, really enlightening lyrics to it that you would not even believe if you stopped to listen to them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Some of the dance music that's out now as well. But even if that music, you know, feels angry, angry to you personally,
uh-huh.
I think that music within the family structure, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, I can't believe what my kids are listening to.
Right.
You know, it's a form of expression for them. So instead of telling them to turn it down or turn it off, You know, that it's really important to listen to what they're listening to, because they're venting emotions. It's becoming an outlet. There's a catharticness to that music for them. Right. And, you know, they're finding, like, in ADHD kids, which is so much more predominant now, is that for them, listening to certain types of music will improve their arithmetic skills or, you know, their attention and focus. But it's generally their preferred music, those music that they prefer.
That's fascinating. Yeah, well, I think that headphones have been a great invention. And as a mom, I appreciate those. But I found it interesting. I was talking to my 21-year-old the other day, and he said that whenever he's not in a great mood, you know, he will listen to certain songs or certain passages to certain songs repeatedly, because he feels like it totally shifts how he feels ultimately by doing it repeatedly. And then my 16-year-old loves the old style rock and roll. And some of the things that seem a little discordant to me, he'll say, "Mom, have you listened to the lyrics?" And they'll be really profound, like you were saying, Barry. And and so, yeah, I mean, I definitely opened my mind to a lot more. But, you know, speaking of lyrics, as somebody who listens to a lot of music, how important are those words that we're listening to?
Well, absolutely, you know, because they're going to take us to places as well. They create a story and they paint a picture. And you have to ask yourself, you know, every time you listen to a piece of music, is this taking me to where I want to go? So lyrics, you know, have their place in terms of creating that experience for us of where we want to go. And sometimes they don't. You know, like for when you're trying to fall asleep at night, you don't want to move into that place where you're actually having to analyze words. You want to move out of your thinking brain. But, you know, if you're want to create intention and utilize music for that, you know, then words play a really great role, you know, and I talk about that in the book. If you were, for instance, wanting to move to New York City, and you really want to, when you lose connection with that, you want to plug back in and reach that elevated emotion to connect with that intention, you know, listening to New York State of Mind by Billy Joel. Or listening to New York, New York, and imagining yourself in the experience of being there, you know, that's what creates these attraction patterns and these fields where, you know, we're moving into action with our purpose and our passion, because it's moving us to a place of inspiration in that movement.
You know, Barry, when we come back, I'm going to want you to share with our listeners how music and tone can relate to our energy centers and our overall well-being. But we have to go to a quick break. More with Barry Goldstein here in just a few moments.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW CRN and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, this book, Barry's book, The Secret Language of the Heart, How to Use Music, Sound, and Vibration as Tools for Healing and Personal Transformation. It's gotten rave reviews from all sorts of people. And here's one from Greg Braden, whom I adore. And, you know, people all over the world knows who he is. Powerful, wisdom-filled, and practical. The Secret Language of the Heart is the go-to manual for awakening the power of the heart in love, healing, and everyday life. And there are many others who are just like, you know, very, very well-known people who've raved about this book. Now, Barry, you know, in this book, you talk about how music and tone can affect our energy centers. Can you share with our listeners a little bit more about that?
Sure. Well, I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with the energy centers or the chakras. And, of course, they are aspects of consciousness that interact with our physical bodies, which are in our energy field that's outside of our body.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, music can have a big impact on that. And there are several things that I like to do with that to really define whether a specific energy center is feeling open and expansive, uh-huh, or does it feel closed and contracted? And a great way to do this is toning through the different energy centers. So without going into the full process of it, you know, you would start with your base energy center. And what I usually do is I put my hand on that center.
Uh-huh.
So like right now I'm holding my hand right by the base of my spine. And what I would do is I'd take a big breath in, and on the release of it, I release the vowel of you. So it'd be you.
And how does that affect things?
And so I'm really looking for that vibration that makes it feel like it's going to the actual center in my hand and searching for it. And I'm asking myself, wow, did that really move through effortlessly, like in a very expansive way, like I'm on the top of a mountain with my arms wide open?
Uh-huh.
Or did it feel more contracted, like a cold winter's day and I'm kind of huddling in? And I go through the centers to detect which ones feel open and closed.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, they're all related to different aspects of our consciousness. For me, that center felt very wide open and moved very nicely because I'm feeling supported. I'm feeling nurtured. I'm feeling taken care of. But, uh-huh, for instance, if my throat chakra was blocked, it might be because I'm not voicing myself,
mm-hmm,
or able to feel appreciated and heard within expressing my truth.
Yeah, and I think that there are a lot of people who have blockages in their throat centers, and I certainly have off and on throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a powerful one. What do you do for the throat center?
So for the throat center, it's the vowel of I. So again, you put your hand on that throat chakra,
uh-huh,
and you breathe, bring a breath in, and and you let the energy, you know, move through it to see if it feels open or closed.
Uh-huh.
And as you begin to identify which ones feel open and which ones feel closed, you begin to work with the ones that feel closed. Right, so those
right.
are the ones you want to tone more into to open them up.
Mm-hmm.
And sound and vibration, as we become an integral part of our own healing process, that sound can liberate emotions that are held in those chakras that you might have been holding for a long time.
Right.
And as you liberate that energy, new energy comes in. Mm-hmm. Find yourself being able to voice yourself more in situations. Or, you know, the throat chakra really starts with listening to ourselves,
yeah.
with hearing our own voice.
Right, right. And then having the courage to speak it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I know in your book you go through every single energy center and the tones.
Mm-hmm.
What about the ohm? Because that has been utilized for centuries.
Yeah, and that's one of my favorite studies that we talk about. You know, in the book, is I've had the blessing of now being able to speak at medical conferences
uh-huh.
and sharing this study with 200 doctors who are kind of looking blankly at me initially, and I'm able to show them that OM has a powerful effect on our brain. It changes what's going on in our brain. So they did fMRI studies of people chanting OM, and part of the control group was they had other people chanting the vowel of S,
uh-huh.
right, which, you know, is not shown to show any benefits in terms of past, especially that we know of. But the OM, of course, has been utilized to connect to the everything for 2,000 years, we probably know that.
Right.
And what they have found with those in the fMRI studies, that while chanting OM activated many parts of the brain that were associated with what's called limbic deactivation. And limbic deactivation is our sense of feeling peaceful or safe or content.
Uh-huh.
And so we're able to look at these. And then I actually have the courage to ask 200 doctors to stand up. And now that you have the science behind it, would you like to move into that state of peacefulness with me?
Uh-huh. Did they?
And we had, they did. 200 doctors standing up. Chanting a chant I created called Om Shalom Hom.
Uh-huh.
So I just think it's really exciting that we're in times now that we're able to show research base that opens up these gateways for people to share them on a more mainstream level.
Yeah.
As we had talked about before, that, you know, it needs to go beyond preaching to the choir.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and it needs to move into mainstream to share these amazing guests.
Right. One of the things I say in the intro of my show, it's we're the cutting edge of the new mainstream. And you're certainly doing that, Barry. And I really appreciate what you're doing. And before we head out, and I want to say to our listeners, Barry and his generosity is allowing us to hear a nice long segment of his music heading out of the show. But before we do that, Barry, what's your website so people can link with you and find out about your events and also get more of your music?
Sure. It's BarryGoldsteinMusic.com. And they can also find me on iTunes and Amazon. My book's available on Amazon, and then also at the publisher's site, Hierophant uh-huh. Publishing as well. So it's yeah. easily accessible.
Right, and it's BarryGoldstein music.com. Thank you so much for joining us here today, and thank you for your generosity of spirit. And we were going to go right into another one of Barry's songs.
Thank you.